G'day everyone, Master Rabbit here from CapsuleComputers.com.au. Today on the phone we have Sean Baxter from Capcom. He is the community specialist and guru of Lost Planet 2. Sean, g'day mate, how's it going?
It's going well, how are you doing?
Very good, doing awesome. We're here today to talk a little bit about Lost Planet 2. When does it come out?
It's coming out in just a couple days, so it's going to be out on May 11th here. I'm not sure what it is there in Australia, but for the US, it's going to be May 11th.
All right, awesome. I'll put a link on the site whenever that comes out for the Australian for Australia. But May 11th, I'll put that on the site for the rest of the world. Now, if you can, Sean, could you give us a rundown of the Lost Planet 2 compared to what it was in Lost Planet 1?
Definitely. Lost Planet 1, I mean, you know the gist, probably, let's hope so. It was very snowy and cold.
Yes.
This sequel, Lost Planet 2, is about 10 years after that. So we really took that opportunity to change up the pace and the environment and everything else. So the big change is the scenery, of course. It's no longer just whiteout snow. We're using our new engine that allowed us to do just about anything. So you're going to see less jungles, you're going to see deserts, you're going to be out in space, you're going to be in the middle of the ocean, you'll be fighting underwater, swimming, you'll be on stormy coasts, you'll be, of course, I should say, it just wouldn't be Lost Planet without a little bit of snow, so there's just about every environment you can imagine.
Awesome.
Aside from that, we've thrown in now four-player co-op.
Awesome.
Lost Planet 1, you followed one hero named Wayne. But we wanted to, we really wanted to make you, you know, as a player, feel like the hero. So we gave you a ton of customization. You can customize your character as you're playing through and make it yourself unique.
Yes, that's the question I was also going to ask you as well. That too. So basically, the customization, you've got what, items, characters, weapons. Like, how do these things get unlocked? Do they come to you straight away, or do you have to unlock things by getting a certain amount of money, or playing online, or finishing the level, or how does that all work in general when you're talking about customization and weapons and characters and weapons and items and stuff?
All of the above. No. So, essentially, we've broken the game up into 6 episodes, right?
Yep.
So each episode sees you, the first time you play through, sees you sitting in the seat of a new faction. So those factions, as you play as them and level up their career level, you'll get new stuff. So leveling up both in the factions and in the campaign while you're playing four-player co-op or even by yourself if you want to, or if you're playing one of the 5 online factions, leveling them up gets you all sorts of cool stuff. New parts to make yourself, you know, look cool.
Yeah.
New guns, new abilities, new nicknames, new taunts. I mean, it's all there, part of that leveling up mechanism. So the other part is, since you have all these new pieces, you'll be constantly playing through the campaign and seeing the question mark boxes, essentially.
Those little boxes that land on the ground, just like little gift boxes.
They look like, I won't lie, they look like they're from Mario Kart. But
they are. They look like that's right. Yeah.
It's the same premise, right? You run into them and you get a random item. Well, the same thing goes for Lost Planet. You pick up those boxes, you get something random. Maybe it's credits, so you can buy something new, or maybe it's actually a new gun or whatever. So you're going to want to pick up those. That'll be one mechanism. The other mechanism is using those credits that I talked about in a slot machine. So we have this new area called My Page. Your page is essentially the place to go and tweak out everything about your character and your game. And in there, we have a slot machine. You just tap Y, pop it open, and throw some credits in, and it is a roulette wheel, essentially, and gives you something new.
Yeah.
So it's random. You could end up with something real simple like a nickname, or you could end up with this really rare ultimate weapon. I mean, it's all on chance.
Okay, so that works on chance, and what's that worth to play? Is it like credits? You have to spend credits, what, 2,000 credits or something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. That sounds very interesting.
You hit the number exactly dead on. 2,000.
Perfect.
It really is 2,000 credits. No joke.
How hard is it to get 2,000 credits, for example?
Oh, not hard at all. You let's say you play episode 1. Like, I played episode one on easy, and of course you get more credits for playing harder, but I played all the way through episode one on easy and got like 10,000 of them, so you'll be fine. Awesome. I mean, you'll be running into boxes all the time, and I wasn't even trying real hard to get them.
Yeah.
I was just sort of running through to beat the game, so.
Awesome. The boxes, yeah. That's another thing as well. So when you do pick up the boxes, do you open them up straight away, or when do you get to see these things?
Nope. You open them in the results screen after the end of a chapter. So every episode is broken down. So there's episodes, chapters, and missions. You'll be getting them all through the missions, but at the end of each chapter, you get to go and it'll say X to open up boxes. You open them up, let you know what you got.
Uh-huh.
And in that menu is also like where, you know, you can invite your friends and so on if you're waiting for them to hop in with you or whatever. You press the, you know, your right bumper, you know, and pop open the menu and there you go. There's your customization screen. Let's say you got a new gun, switch it out. Make sure you get the new gun you're running around with the rest of the game. So.
Okay, good. So you can't customize anything while you're in the game, but you can only do it when you're in the menus and waiting for your friends.
Right. And since it's a mission structure, if there's something where you realized you picked the wrong gun for that mission, the next mission, you can make sure you just pop it out, pop open that menu, switch it out, so you get the right gun for the next mission.
Okay, I get you. Good stuff. All right. Now, next question. Now, the factions, you were talking about the factions. How many did you say there are, and where are they from exactly?
Oh, geez. Let's go through all of them. well, we'll try to go through all of them. There's 10 total.
Okay.
That are playable for you. Not including the, you know, custom crazy characters. So there's 5 that are part of the 6 episodes. So I know there's 6 episodes, so you're like, why isn't there 6? Well, there's an overarching story, and I won't spoil it exactly, but I'm sure it doesn't take a whole lot of imagination to figure out what that is, too. Anyway.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll, spoiler alert. We won't say it.
Spoiler alert.
No, that's okay. We'll skip past that. We'll let everybody buy the game and figure that out themselves.
Right. And in the online, you also have 5 factions as well. And so each of those factions is going to give you something new. I mean, you're going to be playing as Snow Pirate Elites. You'll be playing as, you know, Nevek. You'll be playing as the Femme Fatales, which is like a clan of all, like, girls. Uh-huh. And you'll be playing as, like, Jungle Pirates, the Rounders, who are sort of like mercenaries. You get to play as, you know, like these the Desert Raiders, essentially.
Yeah.
New Nevek. There's actually 2 factions in Nevek now. There's the old and the new. Mm-hmm. You'll get to play as a group called the, I believe they're called Vagabundos.
Vagabonds.
Essentially a no-matter. Yeah. I mean, it just goes on and on. There's so many different factions. They all have their own unique things to unlock. And of course, once you unlock those, you can apply those to, you know, your own custom character, and it's yours to go wherever you want.
Hey, that's awesome. So the unlockable items, that could take you how many? Like, for example, let's just say you bought the game and you want to unlock nearly everything in the game. How long would that possibly take you?
Well, depending on your own skill, but if you really want to see everything in Lost Planet, I mean, not to scare people off either.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're probably talking the better part of, you know, 100 to 200 hours.
Okay. That's good. That's very, very good. So you get your money's worth. That's very good.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get your money's worth for sure. There's a massive amount of replayability, massive amounts of customization and unlockables. But if you are one of the gamers who just likes to pop it in and beat it, you're going to see all sorts of crazy stuff along the way. And it's a great experience. I mean, you'll have about 10 to 15 hours to play through the entire campaign on an easier difficulty. If you pick harder, of course, it takes longer, but, you know.
Awesome. So 10, 15 hours is how long it'll possibly take if you finish it on easy.
Yeah. For me, it took me about that, and I consider myself a pretty talented player.
All righty then. Here we go. All right. Fair enough. I'd probably finish it in about 6.
I'm pretty good at it, right? But then again, too, I also just ran through. I flew through it.
Okay.
Not to, you know, beat anything. Of course, I played it through plenty of times and tried to see everything itself, but... the one time that I just played it through on easy and whizzed through real quick just to do something, it took about 10 to 15 hours. I think I actually finished it in around 11 something. So,
okay, no, that's good. That's good. No, like I said, like a lot of games out there, you can finish it in about 6, 8. So at least you got a lot of hours here. And if you slow down and look around at things, it'll take a little bit longer. Well, no, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. That's excellent. Question as well. Now, the campaign mode, you were saying this beforehand, was it's story mode and single player, and you can also play with, you know, with your friends as well. How is that all set up now? Is it set up like in a just you and how do you invite them and how do you play with your friends in co-op if you want to go through like playing the campaign?
Oh, it's basically set up in a menu system. So when you start it off, you can do, you know, just create a game. When you hit create a game, you can say let's do it System Link or let's do it Xbox Live or, you know, if you're on a PlayStation, PSN. Mm-hmm. And when you're on there, I mean, if you decide to, if you don't want to do that either, you can literally plug in another controller and play split screen.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you want to do it Xbox Live, pop it open, make it private if you want to, so you just have your friends, or make it open so anyone can join.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're not into creating your own game and you just want to find a game to join that's more along your own sort of level and play style and your skill,
yeah,
just let the game do its thing. It's got its own built-in, you know, matchmaking quick search. So just quick search, throw you in, and off you go.
Okay, so like the way you play the campaign is like similar to how you might want to jump on and play multiplayer. Is that right?
Oh no, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's built around that concept, but it's also built around the people who just want to play a game immediately.
Yeah.
If you're looking to just play by yourself, plug it in, and then you can choose how many AI you want to sub in. So we have a really smart AI now, which will play as teammates. So if you want, run around, turn on three teammates, and you feel like you got a full team of four. Okay. Or if you only feel like you need one or two or you don't need any at all, just do whatever you want.
Oh, okay, good. That sounds very, very interesting. So it's a little bit different to the way a traditional single-player experience would happen, or even if you're playing in co-op, the way the menu system appears and the way you can invite your friends in.
Yeah, it definitely is. And we needed to. I mean, with as much emphasis on creating your own hero and letting you go wherever you want to in the game, we wanted that experience to be as seamless as possible, and this was the best way for us to do it.
Okay, good. So the thing is, that's the next question I was going to say. Playing online, the character that you've got offline, let's say, for example, playing through your campaign, he might get to level, 99 or something. Can you bring him to an online game and with everything that he's already got?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, once you've built your character, we don't want to hinder you at all. We know you worked hard to build him, so take him with you. Use it to kick some ass online.
Awesome. Ah, that's good. I love it. Excellent. And that's once again the multiplayer. We'll have a chat on that now. Then basically the multiplayer. How many maps are there on multiplayer?
So right off the bat, you're gonna get 10. Those maps are all sorts of new ones, as well as an old favorite called Pirate Fortress, who some of the old fans might know, but we've redone it. The great part about these maps is we're jamming this, you know, disc full of content. I mean, we really wanted to get the most out of it as we could. We realized that, you know, most games just add new maps, right? And then they get boring, and then you don't want to play them anymore, and, you know, oh, I don't want to play that map, it's not fun anymore. Because you know it. You know, yeah. Like the back of your hand, and, you know, it gets old.
Yeah, that's true.
So we wanted to solve that problem. So the first thing we did was look at, and I'm surprised more games haven't done something similar to this. No one's tried to copy this yet, which just astounds me.
Okay.
So I'm happy too. But essentially, we do layouts. Every single map has four layouts. Now, what these layouts do is they change the location of spawn points, data posts, which also serve as backup spawns if you activate them, the weapons layouts on the maps, the vital suits, you know, the vehicles, and again, yeah. Mechs.
Yeah.
It changes all of that. Every single one of those layouts has a unique setup. Not only that, it changes, every layout changes weather as well. So you're not just seeing the same map over and over again. It may be essentially the same map, but it's completely new as far as experience. Your strategy of running up to that tower and grabbing the sniper rifle on layout one is going to get, I mean, throw it out the window if you're playing layout 4 or 3 or whatever. I mean, you run up to that tower and all of a sudden your sniper rifle's gone. You're like, what happened?
Okay, that's good. That's very, very good.
It'll keep things fresh. And it keeps players on their toes. And, it, you know, it's going to be one of those things where I think people will get more gameplay out of the maps, and they'll be looking for their favorite layout or whatever. So,
and that's randomly generated when you start a game for specific in Pirate Fortress or something.
If you want it to be,
but okay.
I mean, if you want to pick layout one, I mean, we're very focused on wanting you to play the game the way you want to play it.
Okay.
So if you want to go in, you know, pick specifically one of the layouts that you really like, do it.
Okay.
Go in there, play it. If you want to, if you don't want VSs at all in that layout, though, that layout has lots of VSs or something, but you just like where the guns are at,
yep,
turn off the vital suits.
Okay.
Or, you know, whatever. I mean, every single map, every single game type is completely customizable.
All right. That's good. That's very, very, very good. Okay, so as well with multiplayer, how many players can play online?
We've kept it at 16. I know a lot of people keep going big, big, big.
That's on both Xbox and PlayStation?
Yeah. So we decided, instead of just going crazy numbers of online, we wanted to just keep it, you know, to what we felt we could make the most fun.
Yeah.
A lot of games try to go big, but, you know, they may not get the map especially right or anything like that. And so we focused on making sure that our maps are fun, mm-hmm, balanced, and 16 players is amazing for gameplay.
Yeah, that's good.
Many of these maps, I mean, you're probably not going to play with all 16 players. Maybe you'll play in teams of four or something like that. So.
Awesome. That sounds good too. And the matchmaking, you've got your own built-in matchmaking. How does that work? For example, if I'm down here in Australia and I just jump into a game, can I matchmake for only people that are in my country or area? Or
no, we really wanted to do the matchmaking, you know, to what you know and your friends are looking for, right?
Yeah.
So we have a new system, of course, for searching, but then also we really revamped sort of a veto system. The first Lost Planet didn't have any matchmaking whatsoever. It was essentially a lobby system. So ranked matches have matchmaking, whereas player matches we left to lobby system. So I'll just touch a little bit on that too. So
yeah,
essentially,
sure.
Player matches in most games are hidden. You can only invite your friends, right? Well, I mean, where's the fun in that if you can't get a full game? I mean,
yeah,
what if only two guys on your friends list are playing and they don't have any friends on playing that they can invite? So with the lobby system for player matches, it means, yes, you can make a private game and only invite your friends. But if you're looking for other people, open the room up. Put it out there so it's public so other people can see it too. Now all of a sudden you have a player match, which is made just for fun. Player matches are just fun. They don't count to your rank or anything.
Yeah.
But they're just fun, and now you have a ton of people playing. With ranked matches, we realize that people are usually in the mode to just hop in, get in a game immediately, and so that's what we built it around. But they're also looking for something specific. So aside from choosing your game types and so on, we allow people to do a very specific voting mechanism. So let's say you're only looking for small maps. You're only looking for small maps. You really want people to have short-range style weapons. Vote on small maps. Vote for short-range weapons. You don't like weather effects. They're kind of cheesy, so vote for no weather effects. I mean, respawns. Maybe you're one of those guys who doesn't like to play with respawns on at all. Once you kill someone, you want them to sit and watch, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, whatever. Vote on that, too. I mean, literally vote on everything. I mean, if you have something that you want to say, I mean, most matches you're going to have about four things that you stick to for voting, but there'll be other matches that get real complex where if you want to, it'll throw it up there. It'll throw up a match like, here's what's coming up next. And you're like, oh, shotguns again? I don't think that. Let's do something like rockets, or, you know, let's do rifles or just standard weapons, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
On it. Tell
that's
it what
cool.
you want.
That's
and when
very...
you tell it. Yeah, I mean, essentially everyone else gets a say. And so instead of, you know, everyone basically just swarming in and picking the same three things over and over again, we're giving people the option to really make sure that everybody who's playing gets to play what they're looking for.
Awesome. That's another thing as well. You're talking about different sorts of weapons and stuff like that. What sort of suits and big boy toys can you get into and destroy things with this time around?
Big boy toys. Wow. No. So one thing that we looked at right away was just how much cool stuff there was in Lost Planet 1.
Yeah.
There's so many weapons, so many vital suits, and you don't want to throw any of that away. ever. And so we didn't. We kept it all. We brought everything back. And not only that, we added in dozens and dozens more. We just had so many ideas that we just couldn't stop. And so all the vital suits are back now with all new abilities. On top of that, there's dozens more new vital suits. There's all sorts of vital suit weapons that are new. There's all sorts of standard weapons. And with all the customization, we've broken the weapons down into categories. And there's no other game that has as many or as cool of grenades as Lost Planet. That's for sure. I'll tell you this. There's so many awesome grenades in Lost Planet that we had to break the grenades down into categories.
Wow.
And not only that, we had to take those grenades and put them – there's as many grenade categories as there are regular weapons categories.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So, I mean, we really wanted to just take every idea that the community and fans wanted. I mean, we wanted to build a game that the community wanted. And so that's what we did.
Brilliant. That's awesome. That's fantastic. Now, one of my last questions. Now, I know that the PlayStation version and the Xbox 360 version of the game is a little bit different. Now, I know I did hear there were some issues with space on the discs. Are you able to let us know what the different or what PlayStation owners will be getting compared to what the Xbox 360 owners will be purchasing when they do get their game?
Well, on the whole space thing, that unfortunately was a mistranslation with an interview with Takeuchi-san. He was talking about the ability for them to, you know, basically maximize the space on the Xbox disc, and it got translated as you know, basically filling up the disc and needing to do extra content, and they couldn't.
Right.
And he was talking about cutting content and so on, and essentially every single game cuts content. There's so many things in Lost Planet 2, as I talked about, that we wanted to do. We're thankful we got a lot of them in there, but there's some things you just got to cut. I mean, when it comes down to time to build them and budget and manpower, you just have to go. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do specifically with this space, but more along just the lines of time and how many people we have to do it. So,
okay.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
The difference is off the bat for the two is going to be the fact that the 360 version has a, and I know you probably love this, we got Marcus and Phoenix from Gears of War.
Marcus Phoenix and Dominic Santiago.
Yep. They're both playable characters in the 360 version. And we want to do something awesome for PlayStation fans as well. So we're going to keep it going. And we got one. We realized we have so many Monster Hunter fans and so many people try to compare Lost Planet with Monster Hunter. And I can see the similarities, you know, with co-op and some of the bigger monsters. But, you know, we just wanted to throw back to the community. You know, the two games are definitely way different, but we thought it would be great and hilarious if we just took the community's, you know, comparison there and actually threw in a Monster Hunter character.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Specifically and exclusive to PlayStation owners, there's a Monster Hunter Rathalos armor set that you can get. So, and aside from that, this is a game that we plan and will continue to support for a long time, so you can expect to see all sorts of downloadable goodies in the future.
That's the question I was going to say. So you can't tell us what that is yet, but we can expect to see them in how long, you reckon? Like a month, 2 months down the track?
Well, the exclusive skin for PS3 users is going to be downloadable. It's not on the disc. We didn't have time to put it on the disc because we were still finalizing and building everything, but that one will be available to download later this month. So, you know, you have the game on your PS3, and later this month you'll be able to download the Rathalos armor. And then also on day one, when the game launches, you'll be able to download the map pack, map pack number one. So if you went and pre-ordered the game, you get it for free. Yep. And that's something that we wanted people to do. We realized that, you know, we didn't have as much time to continue building everything. Like I said, you know, before, like there's only so much time you have to build everything. And so once it goes gold, you know, you have to submit it, and, you know, there's a real long process of getting the disc submitted and ready for, you know, ship. And during that whole time, you know, why waste that time with the team? So instead, the team went to work building stuff that you could have as soon as the game releases. So these two maps will be for free if you pre-ordered it. And that map pack is called Map Pack Number 1. And not to spoil things too much, but there's a reason we numbered it.
Okay. Okay. You can't let us, you won't be able to, we'll find out when we download it, right?
Exactly.
Good stuff. Awesome. All right. Well, that's pretty much all the questions we've got for today. Sean, thank you very, very much for your time and for giving us a rundown. Is there anything else that you might want to add for everybody else that wants to, that that's interested in play, in Lost Planet 2?
I mean, yeah, go buy it.
Awesome. Yeah, no worries.
There's all sorts of secrets and things that await. I mean, there's loads of guns and customization. Once you put that in, you're not going to want to stop.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks very much for your time, Sean, and we'll speak to you very, very soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.